had the privilege of baptizing so many people. I was trying to think this morning roughly how many, and I think the number's probably close to 50 now. Baptism is something that we do in the church every few months, and something that just gets me so excited to see individuals taking this step in their faith. I love to sit down with the people getting baptized and talk to them about their testimony, hear their passion for Jesus. But probably my favorite group of people to hear those stories from are kids. And over the years, I've had the privilege of baptizing a lot of kids, and it's always fun getting to hear them share their testimonies, to share their faith in Jesus. And probably about 18 months ago, I had a family contact me at the church in South Carolina, and they said, all four of our kids want to get baptized. And their kids ranged in age from about 14 or 15 all the way down to 6. And so I went over to their house, and I sat down with each kid one by one. Started with the 14-year-old, said, okay, explain to me, tell me your testimony. Why do you want to get baptized? And he shared his faith with me. And then I talked to the next one and the next one, all the way down to the 6-year-old. And Samuel, I had known Samuel since he was 3. He and I had been at the preschool together. I'd been one of his teachers there. So I was really excited to get to baptize Samuel. And so I sat down with Samuel last, and I said, Samuel, why do you want to get baptized? And as serious as he could be, he looked me in the eyes and said, because I want to get wet in church. I said, that's interesting, Samuel. So let's talk more about Jesus. And we talked about Jesus and Jesus dying on the cross for our sins and how we need Jesus to forgive our sins. And he's nodding his head. Yep. I said, okay, so based on all that, why do you want to get baptized, Samuel? Because I want to get wet in church. So needless to say, Samuel did not get baptized with his siblings. We decided that we would wait a little bit for him to maybe get a better understanding of why we get baptized. But he raised a good question. Why do we get wet in church? If you've grown up in the church, you've seen baptism. You've seen people come forward. You've seen them get dunked in the water. And you understand it. But from an outside perspective, if you think about it, it can seem kind of strange. We come to church on a Sunday. We fill up a swimming pool right behind the pastor, hoping he doesn't fall in, and people get wet. Why do we get wet in church? Well, Jesus tells us in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, he's talking to his disciples, some of the last words he speaks to them. He says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. These last words of Jesus to his disciples spell out a 4-step process that we as believers are supposed to follow. Jesus says, go. There's this idea, as followers of Jesus, we're not meant to just come to church and sit in our pews and go home and that be the end of it. Jesus says, you need to go out into your world, go out to where you work, go out to your community, go and be active. And while you're being active, make disciples. Jesus says, it is your job as followers of me, as believers in me, to go and evangelize, to tell people about your faith and help them understand why they need a Savior. And when people accept Christ, we are called to baptize them. And then fourthly, we're called to teach them, help them understand the gospel, help them understand how we're called to live for God. Jesus spells out this very simple 4-step process of what it means to be a follower. And one of those steps is baptism. It's a part of Jesus' plan for each of our spiritual journeys. And we see baptism even in the beginning of all 4 Gospels. Jesus gets baptized. All 4 Gospels record the story of Jesus coming out into the wilderness to his cousin John the Baptist and being baptized by John. Now, John's baptism was a little different than what we do this morning. Because John's baptism was not in the belief of Christ, because Jesus was just coming onto the scene. John was baptizing people as a way of getting their focus to come back to God. People would go out to John the Baptist, and they would be baptized for the forgiveness of their sins. This idea of, I'm refocusing on God. I want to get baptized because I want my heart and my focus to be on God. And so when Jesus comes onto the scene to be baptized, it's not because he has sins. Scripture shows us that Jesus never sinned. He was sinless. Yet Jesus comes to be baptized because he wants to show the world his heart, his soul, all of his focus is on the mission of God. And Jesus is baptized, and that's the start of his earthly mission. He says, I am so focused on what God wants me to do. Every step I take from here is in the mission of God. But after Jesus' baptism, after Jesus' death and resurrection, The book of Acts shows us that baptism takes on a new tone. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Peter is speaking, and he tells the crowd, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins." Peter says baptism has changed now. It's not a matter of just refocusing on God. It's a declaration, a proclamation, "My sins have been forgiven by Jesus." Again, it's a step in the process that Jesus spells out for us. We are to repent. We are to turn back to God. We are to understand that Jesus died on the cross in our place for the forgiveness of our sins. And then we are to get baptized. A public proclamation, a public statement of our faith. A public statement of the gift of forgiveness through Jesus. And James reminds us in James chapter 2, verse 14, he says, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them?" And I think we can apply John's words here to understand we can all express our faith in Christ. We can all say, "I believe in Jesus. I know he died on the cross for my sins." But Jesus says you need to take that belief and transform it into actions. And one of the ways we're to do that is to get wet, to be baptized before the church, before our brothers and sisters in Christ, as a public statement of our faith. We are called to action, to show our faith to the world. And we do that by getting wet. Now, it's important for us to understand what baptism is and what baptism is not. Because baptism does not save us. Baptism does not wash away our sins. Baptism is a symbol. It's a statement. And it's especially when you work with kids, they have a hard time understanding because they see the water, and they see this idea of being dunked in the water, and they think, wow, baptism washes my sins away. But we know that's not true. We know that Jesus washes our sins away. We know that Jesus saves us. Baptism is a symbol, and it's very similar to a wedding ring. And maybe you've never thought about this, but when you see this ring on my finger, you know that I am married. Simple enough. Now, if I were to take this ring, and I would walk up to them, and I would place it on their finger, does that make them married? No. Right? If I place this ring on anyone else's fingers, it's meaningless. It doesn't mean they're married. It doesn't make them married. But this ring, when it's on my finger, symbolizes something about my life. And baptism is the same way. When we are baptized, it's not washing our sins away. When we're baptized, it doesn't make us a Christian. It simply makes a statement. I am a Christian. My sins have been washed away. Baptism is a proclamation of our faith in Jesus. It's a proclamation of our faith in Jesus and the forgiveness we have through him. It also symbolizes our connection to Jesus. In one of two ways, the first of which is baptism symbolizes that our sins have been washed away. It doesn't wash our sins away, but it sends a message. It tells the world, my sins have been washed away by the blood of Christ. Peter in 1 Peter 3:21 through 22 says, "And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also, not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a clear conscience towards God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven, is at the right hand of God the Father, with angels and authorities and powers in submission to him." Peter explains, baptism is not a physical cleansing. It's a spiritual cleansing. It's a statement, a pledge of a clear conscience to God. When we're baptized, it sends the message, my sins have been forgiven. I am living my life for God because of the blood of Christ, because of the resurrection of Jesus and the promise of a future I have in him. Baptism also retells the story of Jesus. In Romans 6, verse 4, Paul says, "We are therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." In baptism, we tell the story of Jesus' death and resurrection. When we go under the water, we explain Jesus was died and he was buried under the ground. When we come up out of the water, it tells the story that Jesus came up out of the grave and arose from the grave and went into heaven. This is a story that baptism tells if you understand what you're watching. And so today, we have four individuals who are taking this next step. We have four individuals who said, I believe in Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I want to make a public proclamation. I want to visibly show my faith and share my faith and share the assurance that I have in Christ. Each of these four will briefly share their story. They'll tell us their brief testimony about how they met Jesus in their life. And then they'll get wet, just as Jesus directed each of us to do. And this is a time to celebrate the gift of God through Jesus. This is not a somber moment. This is a time for us as a church to celebrate these individuals taking this step in their faith, to celebrate Jesus' work in each of their lives. And as they get baptized this morning, I would ask each of you to question, what is your next step? What is the next step in your journey? Because again, God calls each of us to live a life of faith, to live a life of active faith for Him. And so that might mean that it's time for you to be baptized. If you're here this morning and you are a believer in Jesus, you know that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, but you've never been baptized, perhaps God is telling you now is that time. And we just this week scheduled our church picnic for June 25th. The pond is all lined up for June 25th. We can do baptisms then. But if you're here this morning saying, you know what, God is calling me to take that step in my faith, I want to be baptized today, come on up, we'll get you baptized as well. Is that your next step? Is God calling you to be baptized this morning? But for those of you who have already been baptized, that doesn't mean that you're done. It's not that you believe in Jesus and you get baptized and then you're done. It just means you have a different step to take. What is God calling you to do? Jesus says, go, make disciples, baptize, and teach. What are you being called to do this morning? Where are you in the process of your faith? Because it's a never-ending cycle. We are never done living our life for Christ. And so each of us this morning has something that we need to do to live our life for God, to proclaim our faith in Jesus. And that may mean sharing our faith with a neighbor. That may mean getting involved in an Upwards ministry or in our Monday night sports ministry or some outreach ministry here at the church or beyond. But each one of us is being called by God to do something new in our faith, to take our faith out into the world and be active. And so this morning, as we celebrate these four individuals taking their next step, I would encourage you to ask God, what is your next step? As we celebrate and we live our lives for Christ, let us pray. God, this morning we are so excited to see these four individuals taking a step of faith, proclaiming their faith to the world by being baptized. And Lord, I pray that each one of us would be challenged this morning as we see them taking a step of faith, that we too would seek you and seek the next step you have for us. How we can live our lives more fully devoted to you. God, we give you all the praise and all the glory this morning because Christ has given his all for us. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.